Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you all for tuning in to KTW out of Spokane, covering Coeur d'Alene on 630 AM, as well as 96.5 FM, and our live streaming audience outside the wire. If you're listening, tuning in outside the area or from occupied territory, thank you guys for being out there. I hope you had a blessed week. We are here to shine the light of truth on the lies. We want to inform you, inspire you, encourage you, and motivate you to action so that you can be prepared for the coming challenges as Christian patriots. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name too, if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. So, thank you guys for being out there once again. We are 1 week away from Christmas Eve. This week has absolutely flown. This month has flown by. This year has been a blur. Amazing, isn't it? But next week is when we celebrate the birth of our King. And It's my favorite time of the year all the way around. But remember, we will be doing a show next week for Saturday, but we're going to be taking the following week off. There will not be a Sunday night podcast next week. There will be tomorrow night because, well, pretty exciting. We are actually going to be giving away. We're going to be holding the drawing. We're going to get Codename Annie back in the studio to draw the names of the winners, including the grand prize. A Red Ryder 200-shot lever-action carbine with a compass in the stock. It is a Christmas Story special edition from the Daisy Museum, and we are giving one away. We gave one away last year, and it is a one-time pad encrypted message that the kids decrypt, and we've got a bunch of entries in already from all across the country. It's really exciting, and thanks for tuning in, kids. Those parents investing in the next generation, young partisans out there. That's good stuff. Really good. All right, let's get into the news and commentary. The news coming from all different sources here, Associated Press, UPI, the other major American and international networks. There's one, well, this one was sent in by one of our listeners in law enforcement. Lots of law enforcement and lots of pastors in the audience. Thank you guys for tuning in to Radio Free Redoubt. Rumia. It's a publication. It's a web-distributed periodical magazine released by Islamic State's Al-Hayat Media Center. The name Rumia is a reference to an Islamic prophecy that foretells the downfall of Rome following the collapse of Constantinople. Well, that's what they've named their magazine, Rumia, R-U-M-I-Y-A-H. And I actually have a copy of it right here. The articles that are out, this is put out by Islamic State, calling for lone wolves. It's a periodical to help encourage Islamic State operatives, soldiers, to carry out jihad. What's some of their articles here? Hijra does not cease as long as the kuffar are fought. That's us. You will remember what I've told you. Interview with the Wali of Tarabulus. Whoever takes his book and his teacher will be more correct than Okay, hold on a second here. Indeed, Allah has blessed me the pledge to fight to the death. stories of victory after patience. And they've got military and covert operations section. So let's go down here to page 8. This is what I've been telling you guys. Don't go anywhere unarmed in this day and age. We've got a section here under the category just terror tactics, as in it's the right thing to do. It's just. Knife attacks. Wow, they've got a handy-dandy guide here to show you the human body and where the major arteries are, the heart, lungs, major organs, and how to select the right type of knife. The places to strike, the first choice, of course, the windpipe and the carotid artery. The chest, the heart, the lungs, and then C, the stomach, and where the liver and the kidneys is. This is just very instructive. Less favorable kitchen knives and the problematic lockback system. So you need a good fixed blade, strong sharp blade, hand guard, strong handle, the ideal knife. Boy, they got it all laid out here. And the right here in this article, they're instructing jihadists that the lone victim is your best target for prolonged terror campaigns. Small groups for shocking terror, if you're capable of it. And then large groups, not advised. So now we've got this monthly periodical telling jihadis how to kill the infidels in public places across Europe and the United States. This is just wonderful. And we want to bring him in, unvetted. Thanks, Obama. Unbelievable. Well, let's move on to other. I'm going to post that. You guys can read that for yourself. But let's move on. 50 statues of Christ and other Christian figures have been defaced and smashed apart in part of a crime wave sweeping parts of Germany. They've been targeted over a series of months, including one of Jesus, which had its head lobbed off, and many more missing limbs and other fragments. Police in the area say this, they suspect a religious background. They can't bring themselves to say this, you know, with the massive influx of Muslims into the area there, it's Muslim driven. No, it's religious background. They're saying that these crimes are committed by someone who is angry and hates the church. No, they hate Christians. They hate anyone who's not Muslim. And we'll just look at our article here from the Rumia. Right there. They claim right there it's not going to end as long as there's still infidels to fight. But here at the very end, they save it for the very end. Police were investigating 6 men with alleged links to Islamic extremists, but gave up after 3 left for Syria, 1 died, and the other 2 dropped off the radar. maybe they died too, by who knows what kind of causes. Wow, how they tried to cover this up. Well, let's move across the ocean over to our Venezuelan update. This is from the, hey, if you think communism is right for you, that's what you should choose category in the news. Also known as thanks for the great advice, Obama category. Out of Reuters, parents are now giving away their own children because of the economic hardship that they are facing. This Reuters article talks about a woman who's struggling to feed herself and her 7 children. In Venezuela, asked a neighbor in October to take over the care of her 6-year-old daughter so that she wouldn't have to turn to prostitution. This is so horrific, what's going on. With an average wage of less than the equivalent of $50 a month on the black market, 3 local councils and 4 national welfare groups all confirmed an increase in parents handing their children over to the state or charities or friends and family. The government does not release data on the number of parents giving away their children, and welfare groups struggle to compile statistics given the ad hoc manner in which parents are giving away children and local councils are they collate their figures. It's about food. Every day at the Social Services Center, which oversees Polgar's case, more than a dozen parents plead for help taking care of their children. Venezuelans suffer shortages of the most basic foods, from food to medicine. Take a note of that. In economic hardship, the two items that are at the top of the list, I'm all about self-defense. That is absolutely a necessity. But for those of you out there who've got four or five M4s and two or three AKs, and you've got a 2,000 rounds for each one of them, and you don't have more than 72 hours worth of food in your pantry, that's a problem. Matter of fact, you're a problem. So you need to have a very balanced approach towards self-reliance. They're economic experts are saying hardship is coming to the United States. We're going to see economic collapse unlike anything ever seen before. I cover these stories in Venezuela so you can get an idea. That's just the most recent one case that's taking place for us to draw and learn from. And food and medicine, over and over. How many articles have we seen? And it's food and medicine are at the top of the list. That should be a pretty good clue of what you should be focusing on. Let's see. Let's go. We'll throw a couple more in here before we take a break. Pamela Geller. Let's go to national news now. An Indiana cross was removed in Knightstown in the state of Indiana. The town hall bosses decided to remove a cross from the top of a tree after a lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. Mind you, the ACLU sits by while our children are forced to say the Shahada in public schools and are taught Quranic texts and teachings. The ACLU says nothing, does nothing, when secular studies are replaced with Allah and Muhammad. But a Christmas tree with a cross in the town center, that just can't, we can't have it. So there was outrage among the Christians when the cross was removed from the Christmas tree, as religious symbols are not allowed. Someone here said, one man shouldn't dictate how the rest of us express our religious freedoms. We have that freedom under the First Amendment. But it is Christianity under attack. It's the Constitution which is under attack. And here is another example. And they're having kids say the Shahada. You know what that is? That is the prayer to convert to Islam. That's the Shahada. They've got kids in public schools quoting it for cultural studies. Unbelievable. Another example, Christmas. Christianity under attack. But there's a victory here. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the school board ignored the advice of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and voted to back the ban on a Charlie Brown Christmas display. The Charlie Brown Christmas door decoration bore the following quote from A Charlie Brown Christmas. We just watched this, Mrs. Schmidt and I, with our family. We all sat down as a family. It's less than a half an hour. I love the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And the best part is right here when Linus says, I can tell you what Christmas is really all about, Charlie Brown. And he says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Well, he goes into this long speech. But the teacher at this school in Texas put this kind of a poster up in her door with a picture of Linus and that quote that I just read you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So She was ordered to take it down. But they fought it. And a judge ruled she can, in fact, display it. But he did say, look, put your name under it so it's your Merry Christmas from you, the individual person, so somebody can't say this the school's policy on Christmas. And she was allowed to keep it up. So it was a victory for, well, religious liberty, for the Constitution, for Christmas, and being able to express our Christian views. But the fight's not over. We are in the fight for our culture, for our border, for our heritage. There's more, too. And I hope this changes when the Muslim Obama gets the heck out of the White House. But they're going out scratching and clawing. I'll give you a couple of examples when we get back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
And this is Juliet 5-9 and family from East Texas wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Polly 01, located in the American Redoubt, wishing all the members of AMRON and AMRON Corps a very Merry Christmas.
This is Papa Romeo Whiskey in Central Illinois, wishing all of AMRON, AMRON Corps especially, a Merry Christmas and a blessed Lord's Day with your family and friends. Blessings on all you guys. You've been a blessing to me. Papa Romeo Whiskey, clear.
This is Delta Sierra 64 Southeast Texas, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ richly bless you and your family. Delta Sierra 64, clear.
This is Fox Tracker Beck and Mrs. Fox Tracker Beck 01 somewhere in Georgia Mobile today. Beautiful Sunday day. I just want to wish everybody a blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember, it's not a cliche what the season is all about. We got to stand firm, patriots and believers and followers of Jesus Christ. God bless.
This is Old Crow. From my nest in Georgia to yours, Merry Christmas to all and best wishes that the snow not weigh heavily upon your antennas.
Merry Christmas from Rumya Mike, 08 in West Virginia.
This is Fox 3 from Central Oregon, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
From all of the partisans at Radio Free Readout, have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. This is the second segment, and this is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com to learn more about the beautiful little place, cabins on the river, right on the St. Joe River outside of St. Mary's. And you need a place to lay your head when you are in the area looking for property to strategically relocate to. Need a place to stay? Go to riverfrontsuites.com, or if you just want to get away for a weekend. All right. Now, in this, before I went into the break, I want to give you another example how we are losing our minds, handing our nation over to another facet of, well, our invaders. The next generation of occupiers on the North American continent. The DHS is hiring CARE, that's the Council on Islamic Relations, to train French officials. Now, this is from investigativeproject.org. The Florida chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations facilitated a training session last week for a French police delegation in conjunction with the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security's Community Engagement Office in Tampa. The Investigative Project on Terrorism has confirmed with DHS officials and other agencies. And this session, this training session, stands out in contrast with the FBI's 2009 policy not to engage with CARE outside of criminal investigations due to questions about the Hamas ties to its top executives. An FBI official wrote that until we can resolve whether there continues to be a connection between CARE or its executives and Hamas, the FBI does not view CARE as an appropriate liaison partner That FBI policy toward care remains in effect and was publicly reaffirmed in 2013. We brought that to you here at Radio Free Redoubt when that stuff was all breaking. Now, let's talk about local news here, and it ties right into something that I want to address with you guys. If you do not know, Kathy McMorris Rogers, Congresswoman, was not chosen this week as originally it looked like she would be on the Trump cabinet as the head of the Department of Interior. Well, they ended up going with Ryan Zinke. He is a congressman out of Montana. So that also means that Representative Matt Shea, 4th Legislative District in the state of Washington, will not be pursuing that seat, of course, because it's not going to be vacated. But it was very revealing. It was surprising to see the level of support that came forward by the hundreds, thousands, people saying, plug me in. Where do I fit? Tell me what to do. I'm backing you on that. I'm backing Representative Matt Shea on this. He's the right man for the job. It was incredible. It also did not go unnoticed by some of the big players in the conservative political community. So who knows what this will turn into in the future. Right now, that replacing Kathy McMorris Rogers, having a special election, all that stuff's off the table now. But it did reveal an underlying sentiment among the people in Eastern Washington. So we'll see where this is going to go. But one thing that is picking up a lot of momentum is the joining the movement for the 51st state. Now, the folks behind the state of Jefferson, God bless them, and I'm all about it. They're saying, hey, you need to change your motto from 51st state to, someone said, the separation effort should be changed to us too for 52. All right, nobody's trying to bump out the state of Jefferson, but I do think there's some friendly competition among the patriots. Who will be the 51st state, the state of Jefferson or the state of Liberty? State of Jefferson, of course, is northern, multiple counties in Northern California and Southern California, or Southern Oregon, rather. And the state of Liberty is Eastern Washington, or the conservative counties of Washington State, which are mostly on the east, but not all. And we're going to talk about the state of Jefferson in the coming weeks. We are going to be talking about the state of Liberty in the coming weeks. And someone said, we need to start working on flag ideas. And how would we write our Constitution? Good question. It might just be good practice, right? Now, as far as flags go, I've always envisioned the American Redoubt or whatever emerges from that. And the State of Liberty might be a good start. I always imagined a deep purple flag and the picture of the Lion of Judah with the crown on it. And underneath, this is my contribution, right? We want input from everyone. But in Latin, facta in veritate. In other words, established in truth. What is the way, the truth, and the life? With the picture, right, that saying, facta in veritate, right underneath the Lion of Judah, a lion with a crown on it. The only state in the world that has that is Ethiopia, founded as a Christian nation. But would that even be appropriate? Should we trying to establish a Christian state? Well, let me share with you the foundation for any constitution, because people are starting to talk about how would we write a constitution for the state of liberty? Well, I think that the others have already blazed that trail for us. Let's take a look at some of the states in the American Redoubt, which reflect how many states' constitutions start out. The preamble to the state of Idaho is ratified in 1890. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, to secure its blessings and promote our common welfare, do establish this Constitution. Washington State starts off, "We the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution." The Constitution of Montana states, "We the people of Montana, grateful to God for the quiet beauty of our state, the grandeur of our mountains, the vastness of our rolling plains, and desiring to improve the quality of life, equality of opportunity, and to secure the blessings of liberty for this and future generations, do ordain and establish this Constitution." In Wyoming, they start off, "We, the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to God for our civil, political, and religious liberties, and desiring to secure them to ourselves and perpetuate them to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution." Of the American Redoubt states, only Oregon does not specifically declare God in their preamble. And where is it? Oh, "We the people of the state of Oregon, to the end that justice be established, order maintained, and liberty perpetuated, do ordain this Constitution." They shall not. So they don't mention God in theirs. And maybe that's why they've swung so far to the left so quickly. I don't know. But it's interesting, too, in their rights, their Bill of Rights, about speaking openly. "No law shall be passed restraining the free expression of opinion or restricting the right to speak, write, or print freely on any subject whatever." But listen to this. "But every person shall be responsible for the abuse of this right." Aren't these novel concepts? We're going to talk about this and more in the weeks ahead. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. And you guys have a blessed weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, out.